Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that won't heal?
Welcome back. Jim Blasingame, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is the thirdingredient.com. Adam Witte is our guest. His website is advantagefamily.com. Advantage Forest Books is the name of his company. And he's been helping people like you and me put our best foot forward for a number of years now. It's been fun to watch him grow his business. Adam, thanks again for being here. You've got a number of different ways of turning the ideas, the knowledge, the wisdom, the thought leadership of a business owner's in a business owner's head into something that tangible, something that people can distribute. They can be redistributed. We've all learned that shared media is the gold. Holy grail, right? Because when other people share what you sent them, that makes it even more powerful. And you can't do that if you don't produce content for them. And that's what you guys do, isn't it?
That's exactly right. In fact, we have seven pillars of creating authority and thought leadership. And one of those is what you just said. It's what we call content marketing. And that is that you have to publish and share content with your customers, with your prospective customers, with the people in your industry, with the people in your universe. And you can do that in a lot of ways. You can write and publish books like you've done, like I've done. You can write articles and white papers that you can distribute on your website. Somebody can go to your website and download a white paper. Of course, you can blog. You can share content through social media. All of those things are content marketing, and one thing that every thought leader has in common is they are sharing and publishing valuable content mm-hmm. on their topic mm-hmm. that people want to read and consume.
Absolutely, and part of those, and those are part of what you call the seven pillars of authority marketing, not just marketing, but authority marketing. And you know, I talked about the humanity earlier. When people hear your voice, they're hearing authenticity, and that's as human as it gets. When someone hears a human voice telling them something that doesn't come with any strings, no price tag, and is just to help them, and it's coming from a person that they identify as very much like themselves, that's authority marketing. That's authenticity. And delivered by with humanity, and I don't know anything could be more powerful than that. Do you?
Well, no, there's not, because when there's authenticity, then people trust, and when people trust, then they will buy. And so, really, as a business owner, you've got to think: what am I and my business doing that's authentic, that resonates with customers? That's the humanity element. That authenticity creates trust. And once my customers and once my prospective customers trust me, then they are going to buy from my company. But you can't get the buying until there's the trust, and you can't get the trust until there's authenticity.
One of the things you call the seven pillars of authority marketing. And by the way, folks, that's in Adam's book, Authority Marketing. Branding and omnipresence. We talked a little bit about branding. We've talked a little bit about the speaking and the getting the content marketing out there. But also, you talk about how this lead generation is important. And today, and that's what my third book is all about. If you want to get more leads, you're going to get more leads from being a thought leader than you are dialing people on the phone these days, aren't you?
Oh, boy. Every time I talk to a business owner, one of the top concerns that keeps them up at night is, I need more leads. And to your point, Jim, if you want to spray and pray and cold call people and hope that they're going to want to buy from you, you're mistaken. You have got to lead with value. You have to share stories. You have to share passion. You have to share knowledge in that humanistic way that's authentic, that creates trust. And when you do that, people are going to say, I want more. And what happens is you're going to become a magnet where instead of having to chase people, they're going to automatically come to you. And when you truly become an authority, the lead generation efforts of you and your business become so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is this is what people are looking today. What people don't realize, this is why your pillars are so important, Adam. People are a lot, they still don't realize that people are making decisions to rule you in or out before you even know they exist. And part of the way they decide
exactly
to rule
right.
you in is by doing some of the things that Adam helps his clients with, and that's putting your authentic human voice forward ahead of and Adam, what happens when they rule you in? They don't even know what your price is. They've done that before they even know how much you're going to charge them. And that's as powerful as it gets. Adam, yep. I need your website one more time.
AdvantageFamily.com.
Hey, good job today, Adam. As always, keep up the good work over there and come back real soon.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. See you next time. Adam Witte, ladies and gentlemen. So he'll be back another day. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.